G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Bringing together more than 400 entrepreneurs, Startup 20 runs until February 26 and counts on representatives of the startup and technology ecosystem from 19 countries, including Canada, India, Japan, Oman, Portugal, South Africa, Spain, Turkey, and the United States. Discussions on macroeconomics and the potential economic development of the Amazon region, panels on innovation and entrepreneurship, and technical visits to universities and research centers in Amapá are all part of the Startup 20 program. For the president of App Startups and coordinator of Startup 20, Ingrid Barth, the event is an opportunity to present the innovative and entrepreneurial potential of startups allied to projects committed to sustainability. She says, "We're fully capable of assuming this leading role in the world in relation to these issues. And the G20 is this great showcase, and in my opinion, technology is going to be the key for us to achieve this level of development on these themes that we want. So it is really about bringing together everything that's happening. Technology, innovation, sustainability, climate, energy transition, the Amazon, all in a single place." During the meeting, a fair is being held for entrepreneurs, mainly from the Amazon region, with technological solutions and the utilization of sustainable raw materials, moving products and services that integrate the bioeconomy. Coffee produced from acai seeds, biojewelry made from raw materials such as seeds and natural fibers, biodiesel produced from tobacco plants, cheap and simple solutions for COVID-19 tests. Several innovative initiatives align with the necessity of preserving the environment, combating climate change, and reversing the global warming trend are being presented at the event. One of these initiatives is polymer mortar made from sediments from the Amazon River and mining rejects, as Michael Tavares de Carvalho from the Amapá company Masodang tell us. He says, "Amapá is a long way from the big cities, so a lot of materials arrive here at prices that are a bit above the market, and this ends up compromising and increasing the cost of construction. And so, taking advantage of all this research, we decided to create our own laboratory and run these projects of ours. And then, we were able to analyze that we had a range of sustainable materials. We had mining waste that could be used to produce these materials, and we also had sediment from the Amazon River." This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.